stuck, the passage can be strengthened by pushing the chin bone forward. To illustrate, he showed an x-ray of a sword swallower in action. I had a flash of inspiration. My dream was not over. A few weeks earlier, when studying reflexes, I had discovered that of all my classmates, I could push my fingers farthest down my throat without gagging. At the time, I had not been too proud. I didn't think it was an important skill. But now I understood its value, and instantly my childhood dream sprang back to life. I decided to become a sword swallower. My initial attempts weren't encouraging. I didn't own a sword, so used a fishing rod instead. But no matter how many times I stood in front of the bathroom mirror and tried, I'd get as far as an inch and it would get stuck. Eventually, for a second time, I gave up on my dream. 3 years later, I was a trainee doctor on a real medical ward. One of my first patients was an old man with a persistent cough. I would always ask what my patients did for a living, in case it was relevant. And it turned out he used to